The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's sliding into home right there. Or maybe so. I should just hit that. I just hit first base.
Good morning. Yeah, there's no home runs yet this morning. But I have rounded second, going for third.
You were getting tickets because we're going to give away the fair at the beginning. So we're going to give tickets.
Give away some fair tickets
and
today.
Theater tickets because, you know, we are well-rounded. You know, and then we do the sports and we do all that other. Good morning. How are you, Carl?
I'm peachy. I am ready. I am 5.5 minutes after. Well, no, it's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service, outstanding people down there. And I hid my coffee and almost cried when I couldn't find it. And then we're here, of course, with Bad Bob, who. Bad Bob, have you noticed he's coming in just like a minute later every day?
I know, he's sliding into home, too.
And so all of a sudden, it's like, it used to be in here, like, oh, 20 till. And it was quarter till. And then now, it's like 3 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we start
to get
nervous.
I'm starting to think, where's Bob?
Can you put me up a little bit, speaking of, I just,
where's
there's
Bob?
Something on that sound. I don't know, where's Bob?
And then there's Bob. Is Bob, where's Bob?
Well, the last several days, I've been packing stuff in like a mule in a mine.
Because of For Dancing with the Stars?
No, the next door, if you will notice the ever-increasing amount of bits and pieces that go in. These things don't just magically appear.
And we've been telling everybody.
The elves are busy.
How is everything on the studio? And I go, inchworm. It's going to be my new. In fact, we should probably do a little snippet of that song. It comes from Pup the Magic Dragon album, if we can ever find the pink album. It's the first like album that rocked my world.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Pup the Magic Dragon.
Speaking of rocking worlds, let's all say good morning to Dez from the Netherlands.
Hey!
Good morning, Dez.
What are you doing? Are you drilling over there? What are you doing?
What, in the Netherlands?
Yeah.
In Holland?
Yeah.
Drilling?
I don't know. You know, it's a job. Obviously, some exotic job is taking him someplace.
It's her. And
or
I think
they,
she's
or they, or
a
they.
Native of,
no, she lives
an acquaintance of mine, in fact.
Yeah.
I talked about the radio show and said, oh, well, that's highly interesting, and tuned in and found the show to be worthy of note and tunes in every once in a while to say hi.
Well, hello. Dez, thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, Dez is a name that could be Desiree. I'm not sure. It could be Desilu. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes you can't tell. And
she's
one of
a
our
parking lot attendant, she says.
How interesting.
At least
they do have cars. And then they don't all walk around in little wooden shoes looking for dykes to stick a finger in, you know.
At least at the moment, she does other things, too. Anyway, so she's in the chat room. And then, but in the winter, they skate on wooden skates.
Okay,
they carve out.
You got me. I didn't mean it like that. I know. Okay, I know that.
They have one car. You know what? That's why it's important. You have one car in the whole country. One car. And she has control of it.
Now that we have set international relations back several years.
When I was offered the job in Europe, they said, where do you want to be located at? Do you want to go to London? And I said, well, London's okay, but I'd rather go to Amsterdam because Amsterdam had a much more robust.
I would love to see the place.
IT systems there. They had a lot better ways, you know, because a lot of it was going to be online, going sending stuff back to the States, but then traveling from there. And they also had it's a hub for one of the international airlines. Well, two or three of the international airlines are right there in Amsterdam. I'm sure Dez can give me some more information on it, but that's where I wanted to go to, was there. And the people speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the people in England do. So, anyway, what's the weather look
like? I'm going to tell you about the weather right now. Our highs today, temperatures will be around 97 with our low, overnight skies clear with our temperatures around 66 tonight. Tomorrow will be hot with our highs of 99 and a clear evening with our lows of around 68. Friday, we reach the triple digit figure of 103 and our lows of 70. And Saturday, which, oh, hello, that's the day we're supposed to be out doing all the yard work, 104. So we never have to get up early and do that, Carl. Lows of 74. I know you're just kicking your heels. And 106 on Sunday with our lows of around 69. Going back down under triple digits on Monday, 96. Tuesday around 92. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I think people are starting to show up today at 7:15 in the morning. And then we've got a very full day, and then, of course, Sheriff Tom Basinko will be here at 8. So, but you know what? This has just hit the immigration, because that's all that's on the news lately.
On the national.
Yeah, on the national news. Now, here I am. I still haven't backed off a bit on this. Look, it's a law that's been in effect since Clinton. It's been subjected to various levels of enforcement, but it has been enforced, and there have been people taken away and children taken away from their parents because that's just the way it is. You break the law, you go to jail. You can't take the kids with you. They tried that, and then that went to court, and they said you can't do that. You cannot put kids in a detention facility. So what do you do with them? You put them into another facility. And, well, that can't be a detention facility. Well, what do you want? Okay, we'll call it kindergarten then. But, you know, the thing is keep coming across the border and bringing kids with you or sending your kids. Here's a lot of things that people don't realize is there's a lot of kids just wander across the border because their parents have pushed them across or they've come on their own, 15, 16, 17. What do you do with them? So what's happened is when they try to put them with a parent or a guardian, somebody who's already here in the United States, they are sent there to a family member or somebody else that knows the kids. Well, it turns out that they're illegals too. So they're given a time to show up for court. So what happens? They've moved since then, maybe twice, maybe three times, but they've moved. And when they move, they don't show up for court. So now you've got all of this happening. So, you know, the point of trying to have control of our borders, I don't understand what the big thing is here. Oh, we're putting tender age people. Well, okay, so they're putting, you know, the tender age people in there. I understand this. I don't think it's right either. But here's the only thing that Trump's asked for. He's asked for an immigration law. Well, all of a sudden now the House of Representatives thinks they can pass it. Oh, there's a guy named King on today, Congressman King from New York. Oh, no, we've got this. We've got money in there for the wall. We've got this, blah, blah, blah. And we've addressed DACA, which is what only thing that Trump wanted, and the Democrats were fighting him on it. So now the House is going to pass it over to the Senate, and now who knows what's going to happen at the Senate. Well, I guess Trump could say, okay, I'll suspend this I'll suspend the part of letting children be separated from their parents. However, you need to give me a law. You need to give me something, a change in our immigration system, which obviously is broken. So maybe this will cause, maybe the actions of the,
tolerance.
Zero tolerance is gone, you know, until they can get a law across there. This law, by the way, was signed by President Bush. And Clinton was pushing all these things. It was signed by Clinton. Another, the next one was signed by Bush. And then Obama. Obama enforced it. Obama's taken away more kids at the border than Trump has so far.
Well, we do have guests coming in, but it's interesting, some of the headlines. Trump vows to stop illegals. New fears on border. See Maddow cry.
She cries all the time.
Horrifying photos of Obama's illegal alien facilities media refuses to show. And DNA tests for border kids and parents, ? That's on the Drudge Report. So we need to talk about something else that's entirely refreshing and wonderful after we're turning on the news and we're bombarded with so much negativity, and we try to bring light into that. And so what do? We go into, at the end of the night, we fall into our sleep number bed.
And now, you know, our sleep number bed, of course, you can make your own, you can adjust the firmness of your mattress, as you well know. My sleep number setting is 55. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And now, you know, because it's getting warmer and until it gets into the hot region, which is coming soon, have you ever thought about being able to put be able to turn down the temperature in your bed also? Well, Sleep Number has the all-new dual temp individual layer. And in this, you can sleep up to 35% cooler. Imagine that, 35% cooler or warmer. And it works on any bed. Now, of course, it's going to work really well with your Sleep Number bed, but it works on any brand, any mattress brand. It doesn't have to be a Sleep Number. You can select from multiple temperature levels at a touch of a button. So how do you get this? You head on down to the Target Shopping Center. And then in there, you go into the Sleep Number store and you say, hey, I want to find out about this new, all-new dual temp layer because I want to lay on it and see if it is cooler. And once you see that it is, yeah, I can put that on my bed. I can put it on my Sleep Number bed or my whatever bed. And it works. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages, 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 20th of June.
Once a year, carnival rides, fair food, view the exhibits, support our youth and their 4-H projects, bid at the junior livestock auction, and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and all the entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Today is Dollar Day for all, and Kids Day free for all kids 12 and under, along with a discount carnival wristband special. Tomorrow is Free Seniors Day for those 62 and older, with a tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger on the Members First Stage. Come join us at the Shasta District Fair.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay. Thank you for letting me have my jollies this morning. Looking feverishly for Puff the Magic Dragon, and it must have been a series of a record that I grew up with. But I remember this song. It's called Inchworm. In fact, I used to do like a rock show in Nashville, and I put this in the middle, a number, because I just thought it was just off the wall. Anyway. That's what's been happening with our studio. Everything's inchworm, measuring the miracles. And that was Danny Kaye. And I'm sorry, it brings back so many memories. It's very cool.
Far be it from me to deny you your jollies.
That's it. You know what? If Linda's happy, we're all happy. Hey, today, fair opens today, Dollar Day and Kids Day. Children 12 and under free. And are they going to have the Miss Shasta County Scholarship Program? Wonderful pot pie contest. Jesse Lee is going to be there in the Sierra Nevada stage today. All of this today. And guess what? We have two tickets. We have two tickets to the fair that are good for any day of the fair. That's right. And the second person that calls us at 605-4567, you can pick up the tickets today for today's fair. It doesn't open till noon. Or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And of course, Thursday is senior day. So if you're a senior, you get in free anyway. So, but you can take other people. Friday is going to be Cattleman's Day. And Saturday is going to be Junior Livestock Day. It all starts today at noon and ends Saturday. So we've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if you haven't gone there by then, you've missed your chance. So we have two tickets, and somebody just won them. So thank you very much, and we'll get those tickets to you today. Just have to do is come on down to 1326 Market Street and pick them up. Great.
Also in the news, America's long-running joke about the Starbucks in every corner may be nearing its end, according to this article. It's retrenching on its home market as it contends with sales growth at the Chef's executive officer. Said isn't fast enough. The cafe chain said Tuesday it expects comparable sales to rise percent globally for the current quarter, the worst performance in about 9 years. That's well below the 2.9% analysts were expecting, according to the consensus metrics.
Anyway,
so
they're closing
150 stores, company-operated stores, in densely penetrated U.S. markets the next fiscal year.
Well, it could be is that they're closing the ones that have all the homeless that come walking. They come walking into their places now because they can. Or people don't have to buy, I shouldn't say homeless, but just anybody, can come into Starbucks, sit down, use their Wi-Fis, use their bathrooms, just have a nice place to cool off during the summer here. And after their, of course, Starbucks is also raising their prices to help pay for that. But I wouldn't go there anyway.
Well,
I don't like Starbucks. I haven't for a long time. I think we have some really great, great places in this town, like Dutch Bros, and we have Naked Coffee. We have other places that are just, you know, that other place across
the town. I know. I know what you're talking about. It's a big brand. It's totally brand.
It's brand new. And they're, you know, they roast their own coffee, and it's just a great place down the street from here, Bob.
I can't think it's not. It's
no,
you
what's
told
the name
me,
of this place?
I know you're asking.
Theory.
Theory. Thank you. Yeah. In Theory.
I said
thank
Trophy.
You.
It's not Trophy. It's Theory. Theory Coffee.
Somebody
thank
sent
you.
Me a great meme the other day, and I think shoot. You saw it. How to get a good cup of coffee in Reading, and it shows us. First, and it has a cup from the corporate coffee company. It says, pour this out. Two, go to Dutch Bros.
Oh, Bob, I love
Bob,
it.
Bob runs on Dutch Bros. Hey, you know, the.
Actually, I grind my own.
Grind your own Dutch Bros.
That's yeah. cool. Yeah. I always thought you stopped in the morning and got yours.
Oh, no. I have a high-end grinder, and we go get different coffees from different places and try them out.
The we've brought you back coffee from New Mexico, pinon coffee, and all those kind of things. You know, they have one that was a mixture of pinon nuts and deer pellets, and it's hard to tell the difference because we were gathering them out there. So, yeah. Did you notice any? I mean, did you have any cup of coffee that tasted okay, but maybe had a sense of wildness to it?
I kind of knew you were going right there. That's a variation on the little. Ferret thing that
little
you know.
Ferret things. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Hey, Trey Gowdy was on his game yesterday. You know, he's not always on his game, but you know, this guy used to be a super federal prosecutor, and he was on his game when he had Horowitz in there from the IG, and he goes, "If you have a person who has written, we will prevent Trump from becoming president, and he is ahead of your investigation." Of Hillary Clinton, he says, and you know, and he goes on like this. Doesn't that appear that there could be bias? And Horowitz goes, well, you know, we're looking into that. But he says, well, no, he says, isn't that the textbook definition of bias? You know, he just lays out the things that Comey and this FBI agent, who by the way was perp walked out of the FBI Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They perp walked him out. You know, they had, you know, people with him, put him in his car, and he
but
drives
still
off.
Still getting a paycheck.
Still getting a paycheck.
Yes.
But, here, you know, he and his girlfriend and others, oh, we're going to keep Trump from doing this. And this is a guy, he was even in the room when Hillary was being questioned, which, of course, there were no notes taken. Now, I didn't hear the liberal press screaming about how there was no notes taken while they were interviewing her, and I think she was under oath, but I'm not sure. And yet, when Trump was talking to Kim Jong-un, and they said, well, there was nobody taking notes there. It was just horrible. Well, excuse me, and we talked about this yesterday, if you actually believe that there was some simple translator there that could just barely get the words out, then the people that were saying that were fools, or they wanted to believe the worst, because trust me, there were so many recording devices going on in there, plus the fact the guy is a trained operative that was doing the translations, who was looking at Ung every time he said something and getting reads out of that, and every time there was a break, he's in there writing stuff down. So anyway, bottom line on this whole thing is, it is biased. And now, here's the danger on this whole thing. If this guy's evidence and the things that he brought, he and his little team of anti-Trumpsters, his little anti-Trumpster, you know, pack, anything that they brought in that Mueller's looking at could be kicked out. Think about that.
The evidence, anything, if any, is tainted.
It's tainted. And, you know, the fruit of the poisoned tree, and the poisoned tree is this jerk FBI agent. Who has totally, is my opinion, and just in my opinion, from what I've read and from what has been said, has let his personal feelings interfere with his work. And it was at a presidential level, and a presidential election. So at some point, this has to come out. And then Comey is guilty of releasing classified material. He admitted it. He bragged about it. So I think somewhere in there that this stuff, you know, this whole thing's going to come apart because of what our, and I hate this, that one of the most venerated law enforcement agencies in the world, the FBI, is tainted by this political BS. Instead of just doing their jobs, they have people that probably, you know, that got themselves on there that made it very clear. They wanted to keep Trump, and that's exactly what they want. We will keep him from being president. Well, how'd you do that? Well, by not finding anything on Hillary. Even though that Comey, in his infinite wisdom, smacked her really hard 7 days before the election, saying, well, we found some more emails, and it's going to be a couple of days. That, too. That, see, that whole thing, the FBI had, you know, it has got itself tainted right now, and I'm not sure how they're going to get out of
this. Think
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. is spinning in his grave.
Do you think that he, before we take a break, do you think somewhere, when somebody's really doing criminal behavior, do you think they wanted to get caught? Do you think he wanted to get caught?
No, I think it's like all of these very powerful people. They have this hubris. They think they are above the law. They think they can do anything because, oh, my gosh, you know, look at everything I do. Look at the governor of New York. Look at Harvey Weinstein. Look at the governor of Virginia. Look at the governor of North Carolina. Look at, can I mention his name, the Wiener Man. Look at all of these. They just felt like they were above the law. And guess what? They ran with that for a while, but then they got caught and they got drugged down, as they should be. They are not above the law. No one is above the law.
But see, what we're experiencing now is, what is the law? The law is very not black and white, and that's what's happening at the borders, and everybody's in things about
what people
not following the law.
No, here's what
unless
it is.
You run a red light in Reading. Or drive through, or roll through, whatever the hell it is.
If you roll through in the right, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Law there.
The law is black and white. No. See, here it is. The law is black and white. When the government says you will not enforce the laws is when it gets gray. And that's what happened before. You will not enforce the law on these dreamers. You will not enforce the law on the border. The law is clear. You will not do it. Congress passed it. And now Congress is saying, oh, ignore our law. Well, no. You go back, Congress, and show up a set. And go out and then pass another bill, push it up to the president, let him sign, and says okay, and with exceptions of. But until they do that, how can you put your law enforcement officials? How can you put your law enforcement officers in the middle of this and say, enforce this one, don't enforce that one? It causes consternation. It causes confusion. It's a dangerous thing to do. So, but you know what's something that's not dangerous? Is calling Alliance Heating and Air. That,
no, that is
one of
dangerous.
The smartest moves you can make. Right. That is an extremely safe
move. I hope we're not
move.
Too late. We need to have our filters cleaned, replaced.
Martin, Pam, send one of your guys over.
Right.
We need to get those things looked at again. It's been a while. And come in, take a look at our filters, make sure they're working. But I tell you what, Alliance Heating and Air, any type of heat cooling system they can work on. They are outstanding. They've been voted best in the North State, a better-known business. Call them, 221-2642, or check out homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages with Kim Chamberlain.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
A true country crossover tribute band. Comprised of the best musicians and performers, they pay tribute to legendary band Alabama. Join us Friday, June 22nd, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Tennessee River. Live in the Event Center, playing the hit songs that revolve around love, relationships, and everyday rituals of life. Tennessee River's tribute offers a walk down memory lane with more than a decade of hits that span the career of Alabama and will give you a reason to sing along and dance again. The band offers a new generation of listeners an opportunity to enjoy the sounds of Alabama. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Tennessee River. The acclaimed Alabama Tribute Band in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Friday, June 22nd. Come and celebrate 25 years at the river. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on the 20th of June, 2018. 66 degrees right now, going up to 97 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. I can't think of another place in town that I would go and buy a firearm from. All the accessories, all the instruction. Great customer service, great gunsmithing. They have it all. It's locally owned. It started by John and Sarah Bastiani 9 years ago. And they pride themselves on their customer service, whether you are a novice or an expert. Give them a call, 222-8222. Or again, stop by 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. And we're here with one of our absolutely most favorite people in the world, Kim Chamberlain. Who is such a, you know what, such a sweet, loving person. So, plus, you get so much stuff done.
Well, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And good to be here this morning.
And besides all the great things that you do in support of veterans, such a veteran advocate in all this, and everything you do, and you're here to talk about our annual Korean War Veterans Appreciation Luncheon.
Yes. This year marked 29th year of a Korean War Veterans Appreciation Luncheon. And this is put on by Korean community, and we have less than 100 Korean people reside in Shasta County, and they are the ones supported this effort. So each year, and we could put on a luncheon to show Korean War veterans and their family our appreciation.
Right. And this is not open to everybody. This is, otherwise, the place would be just
packed because the food is delicious.
and it's a wonderful event, but it's Korean War veterans, along with their family members. And every year you also have dignitaries from Korea, from South Korea.
Yes.
And who's coming this year?
This year we're going to have San Francisco Korean Consul General himself is coming, and along with his counselor. We also have Korean Association president from San Francisco and Bay Area, and they are coming to this rural area to show their appreciation to our Korean War veterans.
Oh, that's great.
And they did not know we have this many population of veterans resided here.
How many Korean War veterans do we have around here?
I cannot accurately tell you, but I work with the Korean War Veterans Associations. So
there's a lot of, we have a lot more, you know, again, for veterans and especially, you know, Korean War veterans, World War II veterans, all, we have a larger population up here because we have a large population of veterans up here that,
yes.
This is from, it's part of the country they like living in.
Yes. Every time I see a veteran with the Korean War veteran hat on it,
mm-hmm.
and, but I'm not familiar with them, then I would also talk about a luncheon and inviting them.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you have just an interesting, I don't know if you want to go into it today, but you have a very heartfelt personal experience of what it meant to live in Korea in a time of crisis.
Yes, I went through the Korean War as a little girl. And that time, I didn't know what extent of service it was for the Korean War veteran to be there. And that was a way of life. But until I come to America and talk to the people and see how Americans live here, and they left all that and come to Korea, the people they don't know, the land stranger to them, and put their life down to save my life and our people's life. That just really touched the core of my heart.
Well, it touched the core of many, many Koreans' hearts. And the country of South Korea, you know, continues to honor those veterans. I mean, they bring the veterans over and they honor them at special events. We've, you know, Bill Filon's gone, many others from our community have gone over to South Korea, been, and they're all expenses paid. They go there, they're honored at luncheons and dinners. They get medals and all types of stuff because the country of South Korea does remember. And they also are across, they are like an instant away from going to war. And hopefully, what do you think about this with this opening move of Trump and UNS?
Well, I was really glad that take place. I don't know where this is going to lead to it,
mm-hmm.
but it's some starting point. And Kim Jong-un, if he could soften his heart to get rid of all the nuclear weapons and just heart-to-heart talk and unite Korean people, that would be a good thing because so many Korean people were separated with their loved ones in nearly 70 years. And they just
the Berlin Wall.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand that that they're bringing the remains of 200
yes.
missing in action Americans are being returned.
Yes.
By the UN government. I think this is another big step. This was something else that, you know, that Trump says we need those remains.
Yes.
We want those back. And so they're talking about 200. You know, and again, I realize this is a political thing, and many on the other side want failure, and I don't know why they would want failure, you know, instead of success in something like this. You know, it's kind of like hoping that America fails, and I don't understand that. I don't understand that concept, but I think it's a good step forward. But what we have here with our Korean community is one of love and respect. And, I mean, you all are such, you know, the Korean community, so American.
Very loving.
So
very,
American.
Like a big outreach.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kim has always been somewhat, since I've been here in Reading and you too, Carl, Kim has been the face of this, you know, not only are you Korean, but you do so much for our veterans. And then, you know, run the Reads Across America.
You did that.
December
13th
or
you
December 12th,
that.
Right here.
Oh,
you're very involved in that.
Yeah.
And also, again, this beautiful luncheon where you do the honoring, and it's we just applaud you.
Thank you so much. And also, we've been honoring Korean War veteran with Ambassador Peace Medals
mm-hmm.
from Korean Veterans Affairs. And this is the honoring to the Korean War veteran who served during the war. And so it is very important if people come and bring their DD-214s so that we could validate their service and that we could honor them with these beautiful medals.
Mm. And they are. They're absolutely beautiful. Now, everybody, if you are a Korean War veteran or that you're, you know, that, you know, and your family, they're all invited to this luncheon. It's going to be at the VFW Post in Anderson, 9650. And it's located on a Center Street in Anderson, California. As you're heading south on 273, there it is on the right-hand side, on the west side. The annual event's hosted by the Korean community in Shasta County to remember and honor all Korean War veterans. Starts at noon on Saturday, and I promise you, you would just—it's a touching ceremony. It's dignitaries that come in from the from Korea and from the representatives. And you're going to just have, it's a very moving ceremony, and the food is just, you know, wow, to die for. Okay, and it's not just Korean food, it's also American and Asian food there, so it's not just Korean food. But do yourself a favor and try the kimchi.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have a question, you can call us, or you can give Kim Chamberlain a call at 227-6432.
And thank you, Frank Rose, once again, who's just tirelessly puts... brings in
a program director.
Program director for all things veteran, and of course you were Italian of the Year, et cetera, and you're wearing your Korean veteran hat.
And I wanted you to know that last year I put her in for the CVAC Advocate Award of the Year, CVAC Advocate of the Year Award, and she got it, and so she is
the Shasta
also,
County Veterans Affiliate Council Honoree of the Year.
So she is honored woman.
Yes.
Congratulations on that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again,
this Saturday.
Let's and make that announcement one more time.
Okay, this Saturday at the VFW Post down in Anderson, it's going to be the annual Korean War Veterans Honor to honor them. That's the 29th annual event, and it's going to be for the all Korean War veterans, along with their family members, are invited. So, and it's free. Okay. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you so much, Carl and Linda, for having me here. And thank Frank.
Yes.
He is the one, is the behind the scene. You need to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, here we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Wednesday opening day at the Shasta District Fair. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. All day carnival wristband special and prize giveaways. Create your own craft in the Trinity Hall between noon and 6 p.m. and participate in Circus Imagination, where you can dress up, let your imagination run wild, perform silly circus skills, and become a star. Leave the gadgets behind and let your imagination run wild with applause from the crowd at Circus Imagination. Wednesday is Waterworks Kids Day at the Shasta District Fair.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I've been running through the jungle. I've been running with the wolves to get to you.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. How are you doing? Make this a wonderful day because it is the middle of your week. And I think this is like, you know, some people say TGIF. Well, I think Wednesday's the day you dress up and you feel really good about the fact I'm in the middle of the week and it's going to be a great week and a great weekend. And we have some positive things happening here this morning on KCNR 1460. Welcome back to the show again. It's the 20th of June today. 7:50 in the morning, currently 68 degrees outside with our highs of 97. And with us this morning, we have, well, first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. An outstanding place to go for any of your jewelry needs. Get your watches repaired or anything like that. A very, very lovely place to go to and great people there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading.
Better Together. Becky Dominguez is with us, who's a director of development for the Shasta Family YMCA.
Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Well, good morning. I know we were talking. I went to the YMCA last night. Haven't been there in quite some time, and I was really, really pleasantly surprised with the new developments happening there.
Absolutely.
And so you're talking about something. Well, just tell us what's on your mind, because we've got 10 minutes to talk about everything you need to get out.
Well, you and I, before we came in, were just talking about, like you said, all the improvements that are happening at the Y, that have been happening at the Y for the last couple of years. Just tons of facility upgrades, tons of growth in our programs. We just celebrated the fact that the first grade Learn to Swim program has doubled in size in the last 2 years. We're talking about going from serving 200 kids in five schools to serving almost 500 kids in seven schools.
So your outreach program must be working.
Outreach is significant. Our partnerships within the community are stronger than they've ever been. Partnering with all different school districts, lots of organizations, including One Safe Place, who's been practicing at the Dancing with the Stars at the YMCA. We're so proud to support that program. Everything that has to do with kids and families, you know, that's the why. And we look like America. We've got every age, every gender, every ethnicity. There are so many languages spoken at the Y. It's just such a unique place to be these days.
And this is what I saw last night.
Brings the community together. Yeah,
absolutely. I came in last night and there was to families coming out with their kids, like they've either been swimming or whatever. And like I said, it's like I felt like, for instance, I was transported into like maybe San Francisco or New York or LA, because I don't see a lot of these people in our circles around here. So
sure.
I was like looking at the basketball court and I was thinking, wow, it was really diverse.
Yeah, absolutely. And the demographic changes throughout the day, you know, we've got a really strong senior population that comes in the morning and they just hang out for coffee and they talk about what you guys talked about on the radio, or they're reading, they're arguing over what the newspaper decided to print that day. But you see people from the left and the right coming together and having really good dialogue. It's just such a neat place for the community to come together.
So you're talking
awesome.
About something here that's called
absolutely.
A Reach Up, or what's this new program?
Yeah, the reason I wanted to come on the show today was to talk about this unbelievably exciting program that we have just started this year. It started actually on Monday. So we're on day three of this program. It's called Power Scholars Academy. Power Scholars Academy is a national partnership between the Bell Foundation, which is Building Educated Leaders for Life, and the National YMCA. They came together to tackle this problem of the achievement gap, where low-income children just fall behind in school. And no matter how hard they try, they end up behind their middle to upper-income peers. Over the summer, that is exaggerated. We've heard of summer learning loss. You know, you leave school reading a book at a certain level, and at that, when you get back, you're not quite reading at that same level. Or you learned long division second grade, and then, or whatever grade it is, you learn long division, you go back, you cannot remember what happened because you slide over the summer. So this program is really cool because it is a six-week summer camp. It feels like summer camp. It's fun. It's playful. But it has this really strong academic component. It's taught by certified teachers. So these are credentialed teachers who are bringing the kids up to speed. And over the summer, this is an evidence-based program. The kids are measured at the beginning. They're measured at the end. And the evidence has shown that they gain 2.5 months in math or in reading. They leave school not at grade level. They go back to school ahead of grade level.
That's so fantastic.
They're at the same level as their peers. And they've had a super fun summer of enriching activities.
Tell us what this program is called again.
It's called Power Scholars Academy. We're running it for two classrooms in Rother Elementary School and one classroom in Cottonwood. A classroom is 20 kids. So this is our first year running it. We wanted to stick to a reasonable number. It's 60 kids, 40 at Rother, 20 in Cottonwood, and it's been fully funded by the community. So, and this is a hugely important program. We're talking about the success of these kids for their entire lives. And this summer can actually change the trajectory of their lives.
And plus, when they get out, they can go swimming.
Yes, absolutely.
So there's activity. My mom and dad, we didn't have a choice growing up. My mom and dad made us go to summer school. So I went to summer school every year until I was out of high school. And it was just part of what you did. My mom would drop us off, then she'd take us to the county pool for 4 hours. So,
yes.
And it was really, I think it was good to be active and have your mind active and interact, and instead of staying home playing video games, which we didn't have in those days, but still. So I think that this is a wonderful program because some people, summer school's gotten a bad rap. I don't even know if they do it anymore. It's that summer school, they said, oh, well, you must have flunked. Well, in my day, no, it was what you did.
Yeah.
So this is a program that makes it hip.
Yeah.
We're here with Becky Dominguez from, of course, the YMCA. And Becky, so this is the first year for this.
Yes.
And so how, and this is for people of lower income families then, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And so what you're trying to do is to reach all of these. Now, how many, is there an estimate about how many of these kids are out there? I mean, thousands?
Wow. Well, I think you know the statistics of Shasta County and our poverty rates. We're pretty low. And educationally, we do pretty well. But we've all known that kid, that maybe we were even that kid, that was terrified when it was our turn to stand in front of the class and do a math problem, or horrified watching kids around the room take turns reading and dreading the moment that it was our turn. What that does to a child emotionally is so hard, right? And to give them an opportunity to overcome that is just an incredible thing. And so to be able to go back to school and not shrink away from those opportunities, but rise to the challenge.
Are the kids have to be at a certain level to be in this program?
They are.
In other words,
yeah.
If you're not having a problem, you can't get into this program.
That's correct.
So
yeah.
Even if it's lower income.
Correct.
So
the
this
children
is just,
are nominated
just,
for the program.
Okay. This is just for children that are having problems, not just because you're a lower income child.
That's right.
Okay. It's just the ones that are having problems. Okay.
Yeah. No. You're here to talk about this program, but with the YMCA, we're encouraging.
And this is a YMCA program, then.
It is.
Yeah,
100%.
But we're encouraging you to check on other programs for your child to be active during these summer months, because I saw it yesterday. Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so what do you want people to take away from your Power Up program,
Power Scholars
Power
Academy.
Scholars, Power Up. That to me makes sense, too, powering up. What do you want people to take away from this, Becky?
I would.
You just want to talk about it and say what's going on?
Yeah. You know, what I really want people to hear is that the YMCA is here for kids and families. from the time that they're 6 weeks old, they can come and be in our Child Watch program, all the way up through this program that we have for teenagers after school, called Y Club. It's a drop-in program where kids can just be safe and have a place to be themselves. We have a dedicated teen space, kind of like the Anderson Teen Center. We don't have anything like that in Reading. So the Y saw that as an opportunity, and we built one. And so we've got a place. The first year, this is our, we just finished the second year of that program. The first year we had 30 kids. Last year we had to stop in taking enrollments at 150 kids, Carl. I mean, we're talking, the demand for this program is huge. And the kids have access to the whole facility. We provide mentors through the Catalyst mentoring program, homework
I've heard
help,
that
computers.
The Y is taking a look at that other building on the corner right there. Is that true?
You know, we would be foolish not to.
Okay.
Yes. It was a good roundabout.
But I'm just thinking, as if you've got, you know, the way it's expanding
yes.
like this.
It's true. And a teen center, maybe.
Where's the Y funded from?
Great question. So about...
And you've got 30 seconds to tell
oh,
us.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, there's so much more that I want to say. I guess I'll just have to come
back. You have to come back.
You can come back here.
Yeah. But, so we have the benefit of having a revenue-generating arm, right? Like there are organizations that have to fundraise everything. We have revenue, but we count on community support for all of the outreach that we do in the community. First Grade Learn to Swim, Power Scholars Academy, subsidizing our programs. That's all thanks to community support. I want to specifically say thank you to REU, the Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cornerstone Bank, and Reach Higher Shasta and the McConnell Foundation, as well as Enterprise and Cottonwood School Districts for supporting Power Scholars Academy specifically. Thank you.
You know what? We're going to have you back on, and we'll take a whole half hour here
to
discuss this.
And we'll bring in some kids that have actually gone through the program. That'll be fun.
That would be great. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we have to run. We have the sheriff waiting to come on in the wings. It's 8 o'clock here on the 20th of June.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
It would keep immigrant children in detention indefinitely, but housed with their parents. The president blames Democrats for the current laws on the books.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Senate Finance Committee chairman says the new steel and aluminum tariffs imposed on the EU, Canada, and Mexico punish the wrong party.
The president has repeatedly stated that Chinese mercantilist policies harm U.S. companies and the U.S. economy, something with which I fully agree. However, these steel and aluminum tariffs utterly fail to address Chinese overproduction.
Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. U.S. home sales slipped again last month, falling 0.4%. Limited number of properties on the market putting a crimp in home sales. Volvo opening its first plant in the U.S. Swedish automaker plans to produce 130,000 hybrid or all-electric vehicles a year at the Ridgeville, South Carolina factory once it reaches peak capacity. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed will likely keep raising short-term interest rates at a gradual pace, partly because there are a few signs so far that ultra-low U.S. unemployment rates are heating up inflation. The Dow is down 51 points, while the NASDAQ is up 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The UN Human Rights Council returning to business as usual after the U.S. pulled out of the council.
The UN's top rights body based in Geneva discussed summary executions and freedom of expression with the U.S. seats unoccupied. diplomats made no immediate or direct mention of the American move. But one Western diplomat, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the U.S. was notably absent from an informal backroom meeting in Belarus that it might normally have attended. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, announced the pullout, criticizing the Council for its chronic bias against Israel and pointing out that it includes accused human rights abusers such as China, Cuba, Venezuela, and Congo. I'm Zaria Shakli.
German security officials say a call from the public helped to foil an Islamic terrorist plan to use the toxin ricin in a deadly attack. Tunisian man under arrest in the western city of Cologne. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Dow is shuffling the deck. One of its charter members, General Electric, is out.
S&P Dow Jones Indices says GE will be removed from the index before the opening of trading next Tuesday. Its slot will go to drugstore chain Walgreens Boots Alliance. Boston-based GE was an original member of the Dow Jones Industrials dating back to 1896. It had been a continuous member of the Dow since 1907. GE's been struggling in recent years, though, shrinking dramatically since it became entangled in the financial crisis a decade ago. The company's under investigation related to a $15 billion hit it took to cover miscalculations at an insurance unit. Keith Peters reporting.
North Korean state media say the country's leader Kim Jong-un has thanked Chinese President Xi Jinping for his support. Last week's groundbreaking summit with President Trump, Kim is in Beijing on his third visit to China this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. So many things they do for our community. Expanded walk-in humidor and more.
Good morning, everybody. And the weather is currently 71 degrees with our temperatures around 97 today, reaching our highs with our lows of around 66 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow night, our temperatures will be around 99 of our highs with a Thursday night clear skies with lows of around 68. Friday calls for hot. Now we're reaching our triple digit on Friday with our temperatures around 103 and our lows of around 70. Saturday in the area, we call for 104 and Sunday 106. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And as we begin our program today, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers.
You know what? Home Helpers is set up for you and your family, whether it's short-term or long-term, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Call Sharon Clark at 226-8350. She'll give you a free or a complimentary in-home consultation, which means free, on what works for you and what works for your family. Give her a call. Again, 226-8350 or check out readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home.
Absolutely. And we do know that the fair is starting. In fact, it's opening night tonight, kid night here for the fair, again, on starting Wednesday throughout the weekend. And we're very excited here for the Shasta District Fair to be able to do a four-pack for a family of four. We're giving those tickets away this morning. And because we have the sheriff here, we're just going to take our first caller.
Sure.
We want to get down to business with
All
you.
Right.
So first caller, 605-4567. We'll get you four tickets for any night of the fair. Give us a call. We want you and your family to enjoy this beautiful Shasta District Fair that's going on with all the events. Wonderful, wonderful events and music and all kinds of things. So that'll be good. And we do have a caller. We'll announce your name in a minute.
And don't forget the hardworking kids for 4-H and FFA with all their projects and livestock.
Love to go to the fair.
Let me tell you my story. The first time I went to the fair, I was. Her name is Queer Schwager. Chris Schwaga is the one that, you know, she is a local personality here, has a media company. And she had asked me to be in the dunk tank. I said, the dunk tank, what exactly is the dunk tank? She
says,
people will pay money and they will throw baseballs at the, you know, at the target and you get dumped in the tank. And I went, okay. And I'll do this because I'm raising money for the 4-H. Well, meanwhile, so I'm up there and, you know, we had a bunch of, you know, a bunch of weenie arms that were throwing, they couldn't hit. I was getting after them. I mean, I was infuriating like about 30 people.
You're antagonizing.
Oh, and on purpose. And I'm sitting there, look at me, I'm still trying. You guys are a bunch of wimps. And then it went downhill from there.
Then you had the Harley and the veterans.
Yeah, I had
their.
Here they came, they were throwing. I said, you guys should be riding rice burners. You guys hit. And then finally, one of them just ran up and hit the target.
Oh, yeah.
Threw his body on it and dropped me into the water. So I'm in the water and I'm going around. So I get back up there, and now whatever they did, that kind of like that broke the ice, and from then on they could not miss. Whack, into the water I go. Meanwhile, I'm noticing all this kind of stuff floating in the water, and I'm thinking, I wonder what that stuff is. Anyway, so I'm watching the little kids. I'm watching all these little kids from the fair, because I'm right next to the livestock area.
Yeah, you were.
And I notice these little kids coming out, and they're holding their little piggies. They're holding their pigs.
Oh, God.
And I thought, how cute is that? They're holding their little pigs, you know. And then I'm getting out, and they go, and I said, hi. I said, you just came out to watch? They go, no, we were waiting because it's hot. We dip our pigs in here. And she dipped the pig in the dunk tank. And I'm going, really?
Ooh.
That's why I realized what was on me. It was pig hair. It was all.
Oh,
and these little kids.
It might have been more than pig hair.
It could be. And they were dipping their little pigs into the dunk tank. Thank you, Chris Schwaga. But here's the best part. Don Burton was coming in after me. Linda and I were heading to Sacramento. Instead, we headed home. I took a shower.
You had to clean everyone.
And of course, you gave Don full disclosure.
Oh, no. I didn't tell Don a thing. I just said, have a good time, Don. And Don's a great sport too. Anyway, to this day, Chris Schwaga.
I forgot all about it.
She says, I did not know they were dunking their little pigs into the dunk tank. And I said, well, it's a dunk tank, dunking pigs. Okay.
Oh, gross. That just kind of totally, I think I put it out of my brain. Hey, by the way, speaking of Chris, this is another Chris, of course. But Chris, you won those tickets. So come by today and get those tickets for any, tonight or through Saturday. But we'll be here this morning. So, try to get over here before like 12 or 1, if you can.
If you can,
right?
If not, you know, before 3.
And give
3.
Us a call to the studio, which is, go ahead and call that number, 605-4567, and we'll pick up somebody, because that is the hotline. But anyway, so you don't have to remember another number, and make sure someone's here.
Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and the good sheriff's here. Okay, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you? Congratulations on winning your primary.
Thank you very much. It was the primary election, but it would have been all over in the primary anyway because there was only two of us.
Right.
And Kathy Darling Allen and her great staff are still counting ballots. There will be an update this Friday. I think they're doing provisional ballots now. Those come in at the last minute. But they're counting away to make sure that every vote counts.
Well, Tom, last time I looked, it was 52% of the vote.
Yeah.
Your opponent had 48.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, even little percentages.
Right.
Does that mean when you have, of course, you won in a manner that, you know, the election, you know, you won the election.
Correct.
Essentially. But 48% of the people said that there's, you know, they were looking at another direction.
Correct.
What does that tell you?
I was looking at that and other elections throughout the state as well.
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff's races. I was focused on those.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the incumbents were challenged, and many were some closer races, too, even for some big counties. And it, you know, goes towards, I think there's the issue of, hey, we want change, and we don't want the incumbents, vote them all out type of mentality. And then here locally, it goes to, I think it shows some of the frustration with the public of crime, the jail issues, deputies on the street, staffing, and, you know, they're looking, hey, can we do better with change? And the majority of the folks said, no, we want our sheriff, Tom Basinko, in office, and that's the way they voted.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the change thing here in the county. You had... You had Dave Kehoe, who's been in the office 16 years, something like that.
At least, yeah.
At least that much. As of the last thing time I heard, he was behind, running behind mm-hmm. Joe Comente. And then Missy MacArthur, who is well known here and spent a lot on her campaign, finishing a real distant third on this one. Was that a surprise to you at all?
No, I think it goes back to that issue of the incumbents of, hey, let's vote them out and get some new blood in there, new ideas. And I think that still stays along with that mantra there. And then I know that Mr. Cementi was running on a strong public safety platform. And I think, again, that's what people are looking for is differences, changes in the public safety where we're having more officers on the street addressing issues with mental health, drugs, and homelessness.
Well, if, you know, it looks like Les Baugh is held his seat. I think he won 50. I don't even know if he got up to 51%. But
I think
50%.
He did, yeah. But he's close. But anyway,
it was really close there for
quite a while. He'd be ahead and then behind a couple of votes and then ahead again. And then once the, after the election, the tallies that were updating, then he was ahead.
Well, again, and here I think is what people are saying, Tom. I mean, they have confidence in you, but they're looking for new ideas. They're looking for something to happen. But when I look at the supervisors, if the two supervisors hold their positions, what kind of changes can we expect?
I know that
no offense here. But they control the purse strings.
That's exactly right.
No matter what you say, because you have brought up things to try and get things done, and the Board of Supervisors has voted it down. If Les Baugh stays and Dave Kehoe stays, what changes can we expect?
That one's a good one. I know that Les Baugh has been a champion and supporter of public safety and the sheriff's office. In fact, recently at the Board of Supervisors at the budget hearings, he brought up as, hey, we need more deputies on the street. Let's add some because they can do it during the budget process right then and make some amendments to it. And basically there was crickets. And he said, well, why don't we look at adding five deputies, trying to get which would be somewhere between $500,000 and $750,000 annually. Again, crickets, and then one person was against that and said, hey, we're not going to take it from our reserves or from other departments. And, again, but we're very much needing more deputies on the street. And so there has to be some way that they get more revenues generated within county coffers to where they can fund more public safety or make those tough decisions and prioritize some of the budget process, and that means taking from some departments to allow more deputies on the street.
All right. We got to take a break right now, but I want to follow that up when we come back.
You bet.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Redding 10 years ago by Ted Leidy. You want the finest instruction. Not some, but the finest instruction in concealed carry, defensive pistol, defending your home, tactical rifle. It's Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1820. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead.
Party down with Parmalee and their rebel rousing country rock at the Shasta District Fair Friday, June 22nd. From Carolina.
She feels like Carolina, looks like California.
To their hot new hit, Hot Damalama. These boys know how to rock out, country style.
And it's free with your paid fare admission.
Party down with Parmalee Friday, June 22nd at the Shasta District Fair.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my
skin. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of June. 71 degrees going up to 97 a day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And North State Security is bringing us this segment of the show. North State Security announced a prevention since 1968. Great people down there. And they're actually, you know what, they're helping out the police department by patrolling the river trails. They're out there looking at, you know, at the electrical facilities. They're out there. The largest privately owned security company north of Sacramento started right here 50 years ago by Lance Beck's dad, and now Lance is running it, and they've just got a splendid group of people out there helping to keep our community safe. Give them a call, 243-0295, for more information. Ask them about that 10-minute to your home from the time you call, having an officer at your home or your business. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, and hey, Tom, how come we can't do that's not a fair question, and I didn't mean it like that. But 10 minutes, wouldn't you love to be able to get wouldn't you just love to have an officer be there in 10 minutes?
Absolutely.
Have the officers out there to do that.
Yeah, we'd need a lot more officers.
Yeah, but this county's the size of, what, Connecticut or something?
And so, yeah, we have 3,850 square miles for the county, and then you could eliminate, I think it's 60 square miles for Reading and a little over 10 square miles for Anderson and Shasta Lake, which we cover Shasta Lake.
To get you that 15 minutes, how many officers would that take? I mean, how many hundred officers would that take?
I don't know, because we have Bernie that's separate, and if you were responding within 10 minutes of there, you'd have to at least probably double it to maybe 20 officers up there. There's currently about there's less than 10 assigned there now. And you have to allow for weather up there. But if you could average 10 minutes response, not to emergency calls, but just a 10-minute
response,
that's pretty impressive. You know, in North State, I don't have any investment in them or not a plug for them, but they're a good company, and many law enforcement officers, myself included, had gotten their start at North State Security.
Good. Okay, now we're talking about a lot of things. When we're talking about the money portion of this.
Right.
The grand jury came back out with AB 109 money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's not being audited. It's not, and all these other things. But the money is being used.
A lot of dinner conversation going on.
AB 109, that the money's being used not especially for rehabilitation, but for just, they just put it in the general fund.
But, not correct on that one, but the AB 109 monies, that is monies that come from the state for the impacts of AB 109. Now, they've changed the formula a couple of times, and it's also based on some growth projections. But roughly $7 million-ish a year come in. We are spending more than that. Mm-hmm. And so there was a reserve fund at one time of about $7 million. That's trickling down now. And by a year or two, that's going to be almost zero because we are spending more than is coming in for that. And so there's going to have to be some changes. And a good share of it goes to probation department, which is the rehabilitation mm-hmm. side of the house. The jail does receive about $1.5 million, and that runs basically two floors of the jail. As you recall, with budget, we had to shut down a floor, and then there was a few years later with budget, we were going to shut down another one, but AB 109 money stepped up there. And then also about $300,000.
And the question was, should be AB 109 money be used for that?
I would say yes, because while it is the county responsibility to run and maintain the jail under the Constitution of California, we are definitely impacted by AB 109. We have long-term sentences, multi-year sentences in the jail. Many people come in for violation of probation from 109 or PRCS, post-release community supervision. And so we are definitely impacted by AB 109 with jail facilities. And jail can be part of rehabilitation for that offender accountability. And so, yes, it should be funding parts of that. That money is discretionary as far as how it gets spent. The funding is approved by the Community Corrections Partnership Executive Board. I'm a member of that, as well as the Chief of Police of Reading, the Probation Chief, District Attorney, Public Defender, Mental Health, and Health and Human Services, and the courts are on that, as well as a representative from representing the Board of Supervisors, which is an analyst there.
Well, you know, from what I understand of this group, though, this is a lot of rice bowls in this. I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, I've talked to people that said, okay, we wanted to get an extra DA. Well, three of the people were for it, and three of the people were against it.
And one abstained because...
One abstained.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's kind of like, excuse me, but...
We see that, usually the three people, it's usually the chief of police, myself, and the district attorney that are voting for pro-law enforcement, pro-public safety, and trying to get those things in, and we're seeing it voted the other way, which is part of the whole process, by... probation, public defender, and health and human services. And then the courts, if there's a conflict between public defender, a difference of the vote between public defender and DA, they abstain and stay basically neutral.
Okay.
And that makes it difficult.
Yeah.
And so, so something has to change. So when we approve our budget, we put a preliminary budget together, and then that goes across, our recommendation goes across to the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors approve that budget. They put the final stamp of approval on it. The way we spend the money is reviewed and analyzed by the county auditor. County auditor is the watchdog of our public funds, and so those are being spent properly. And, you know, there will be a difference that the board will be writing a response to the grand jury, but it is being spent properly there, but a lot of it goes to probation. And there is part of that rehab part of it.
Okay. There's a question in here. It says, Tehama County is building a parolee bunkhouse to keep an eye on these guys. Have you heard about that?
Well, it's not a bunkhouse, yippee-ki-yay, but what I think he's referring to is, he or she is referring to, is they are also building a, much like an ARC that we were going to have, Adult Rehabilitation Center, they're building a, I think it's around 60 beds also. And they also have, with parole, they purchased a hotel that I think was vacant, empty, and then they're using it kind of like a halfway house. But that's with parolees, and I don't think they're using it for PRCS yet, but they may be.
What's PRCS?
Post-release community supervision. So the people that are on supervision by parole. Think of it like county parole.
Okay.
By probation.
So they may have... And the only thing that's keeping us from doing that is?
Money.
There you go. Okay, so anonymous, so you're hearing what's going on there. You know, we're going to take a quick break here with Sheriff Tom Boswinkle. And when we come back, there's a lot of things that are going on right now with the, I'd like to find out what's the latest on the, you know, the new beds, how that's working. You know, I hear all types of rumors that, oh, okay, the elections are over, there goes the beds.
No, in fact, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's what I've got there. And, okay, and this and much more when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. The newest branch is at 1845 California Street, downtown Reading, one block south of Jack's. And if you head on down there, you can find out how they are moving local dreams forward. And they are surely doing that. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 20th of June.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo and our $10,000 progressive special. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a trip or two to the Nugget in Reno to play in the $100,000 bingo blowout. In our Bingo's Nugget blowout drawing, earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive 3 tickets on triple ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. Beat the summer heat. Grab your friends. Come down, cool off, and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dom, let the machine do it for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo. Win your share of cash. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody.
And it's fair time.
It's fair time.
So don't forget to go and support your, as Tom would say, your local
FFA.
And 4-H. 4-H,
and FFA. And see all these kids that have been, you know, taking care of these animals. It's really cool to see it. You know, and the weather's not going to be too bad.
No.
Don't they have the livestock auction, too?
That'll be on Saturday, okay. Where the kids will take their projects, their livestock projects, and auction them off. And mm-hmm. a lot of those proceeds go to their next project for the following year.
That's right.
And then many of the kids...
We've bought goats here before.
Yeah. Many of the kids...
pigs.
Start a...
In pigs.
Their college funds with that money.
Mm. Some of these kids pick up some... You know, if you get a grand champion... You're talking about college being paid for at least 2 years.
They're not quite that expensive.
Well, but no, I mean, but
what college
maybe not
you
here,
go to?
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but they do bring a premium price, and some of that money is, I believe, tax deductible because it's over the market price, and you're making a donation for the kids there. And they do put a lot of work, like the kids that have beef. They've been working on those. They've been raising them as calves since probably last October. And then the kids, I think, picked up the pigs around the first part of the year. And then, of course, lambs the same way, and the goats. They raise those, and they put a lot of tender, loving care. You cannot buy, if you were buying them, and then it's a terminal auction, which means they'll be harvested and then prepared for you. And you put that in your freezer, but you probably cannot find any finer meat to put in your freezer than those
kids. Well, they've been raised on the finest food, and
that's
they've been babied and all this.
And then a lot of the businesses, they're great, and they'll buy an animal and then donate it to, say, like One Safe Place, mm-hmm. and then that helps out our community organizations as well.
Well, I like the idea of having that champion goat,
because
then we can have a big goat roast.
But, you used to be able to go to Kent, and they would buy several 4-H animals.
My dad's company would go after the grand champion. My dad's company would go after the grand champion. This was in Phoenix.
Kent is a
big.
Huge supporter. Corning Ford, Reading Roofing Supply is another huge supporter there. Sierra Pacific Industries. There's a great lot of, and I'm not, I can't remember all the businesses, but there's a lot of business community people that come out and support this great event for the kids.
Cool.
Don't forget the citizens that come out, because there's pies that are made.
Oh, yeah. Love the
quilts,
event.
This is a great
food.
It's a great fair. We support the animals, too,
nice
in the sense of if we can't support a whole cow, because that's a lot when people are buying them. Because what we do is we put in, like, with a fund with other
but you can split
other
it,
groups.
Like,
yeah, and so we have supported these kids for, like, the last 8 years.
And besides the FFAA.
FFA. Future Farmers of America.
We also have, like I said, in the event centers, it's so cool because they have the displays, like you were saying, the quilts and the pies and the rides and all the wonderful things. It's such a community spirit at the fair.
And then some music entertainment, too.
Mm-hmm,
they get some good performers down there.
Talent shows, the whole list goes on. It's just really good stuff.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Pasinko, and we're talking about... we've been talking about things that are going on right in the county since the election, and how things, you know, how can things change if we don't, you know, unless we start working maybe a little bit closer together, our border supervisors, because the border supervisors, let's just face it, they hold the purse strings.
That's correct.
And if they don't want to do something, because there's been ideas brought up before, no, we can't do it. Nope, we can't do it. We can't do it. All right. If we can't do it, then what can we do? So we talked about the AB 109 money. The AB 109 money is what's keeping that third level of the jail.
Actually, two floors of the
two
jail.
Two floors of the jail open. So there's our, you know, if you don't want to use AB 109 money, excuse me, you think it's bad now. Now, when
and that would be roughly 260 inmates that are being housed on those two floors of the jail.
Right. Okay, now, you know, before the election, you know, was we had 60 beds that was going to happen. Is that still happening?
Absolutely. The 60 bed, we have to add some showers to the jail, and that'll cost roughly $1 million. And that has gone out to request for proposal, went out for bids, and we'll be opening those bids on July 12th and seeing how they come in. And then construction will start in August, first part of August, and is expected to be completed by the end of the year. And we're working on, as those showers are completed in the housing units, working with the state so that we can use them as soon as they're completed. So start putting people in those
beds.
So
as each shower is finished, they can move into that one.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's
not
that makes
the shower,
sense.
But into the housing unit.
I understand.
So our guest this morning, if you're just tuning in, is our sheriff, Tom Basenko, and we are taking calls. So, Dale, do you have a question for the sheriff?
Good morning, Tom, and congratulations on the reelection.
Thank you, Dale.
So, as you stated, there's obviously a conflict on this CCP board. Do you think spending $6.3 million at probation to graduate 17 people, and then we don't even know if those 17 people have reoffended because nobody will give anybody those stats, is a wise way to spend the money?
Not completely, no. Now, not all of it goes towards just rehabilitation. Some of it goes towards supervision as well, electronic monitoring.
Well, we know the supervision isn't working as we keep seeing them arrested daily.
Right, and for violations of probation as well. Some of it goes towards the ankle monitoring bracelets, which is also part of supervision.
Which but, is not getting monitored, we found out last grand jury.
Well, it does get monitored daily, and then after hours it's monitored. We monitor at the jail for our folks, and then the violations are reported because most of those people are not violent offenders where you're responding like 911. But they are monitored, and then the violations are recorded, and then they're followed up on during the daytime. But you're right, you know, almost $7 million going towards that rehab part, and we still lack on public safety, some of the housings
exactly.
jail.
Exactly, or we could have took the $2.5 million we were short on funding the ARC, and it would have been money well spent.
Correct, and the ARC was focused on rehabilitation.
Exactly.
The rehabilitation part essentially is classrooms, services, and programs within the facility. We had planned, and unfortunately, that money was voted down and turned back in from the funding for the ARC, which was from the state.
Okay, now, you know, Dale, you have a good question here. Now, these 17 people that graduated, from which program did they graduate from? From the one that's down there on Court Street?
Yeah.
Okay, so we spent $6 million, well, portion of that at least. Let's just say $3 million on that to get 17 people through. This isn't the one out at Shasta College.
No, that's
See,
called
that's
a
completely
step up.
Different.
That's a vocational program.
Right,
there.
And I understand that one. So we're seeing as we spent millions of dollars to get 17 people through?
Exactly.
Yep.
Dale, why did you let that happen?
Nobody wanted to listen.
Well, I'm listening. And now I think maybe other people should listen, too. There must be more to it than that. There must be more to it than that, than $3 or $4 million getting 17 people through the system.
If we spend $5.3 million on 15 kids down at juvenile hall.
How much did you say, Dale?
$5.3
million.
$5.3 million. That's correct.
So we've got the juvie hall that can hold how many?
I think it's rated 90. For around 70 to 90 people.
70 to 90, and we're spending $5.3 million down there for the 15 kids.
So correct. That's like $800 a night. We could send them to Hama County for $80 a night.
Correct.
Okay, so what needs to be done with those statistics?
Now with that,
what needs to be done here? Is it a bill?
In fairness, now that juvenile hall or the Juvenile Rehabilitation Center was funded with a state money from Senate Bill 81. And the bonds that funded that are held by the state. So you'd have to either pay off the bonds to be used at, like, supervisor boss says, hey, let's turn it into an adult facility. That can be done, but you would have to pay off the bonds so you can, because the state still controls, they're like the bank. They're holding the paper.
It's about $15 million, and if we're we could save $4 million by sending the kids out of state every year. So we could pay it off pretty quick.
Right.
Well, you know what? The thing is, $5.3 million for 15 people there. And, you know, some of them don't spend, you know, they spend a day there or a week there. So, I mean, that number fluctuates.
And they,
so
and they rent
you
out.
You can't just say just
they rent
15.
Out some beds to other counties.
Yeah, and they can do that. You know, at $800
a night.
Renting
out, they collected $83,000 last year on the renting out.
Right.
Well, that pays for food. Okay. Thanks, Dale. You've just ruined my day.
Have a great day.
Right. Thanks, Dale. Well,
let's go to our next caller. Chris, you're live on the air. Do you have a question for our sheriff?
I want to weigh in on this post-release community service because I know a young man that went through it. He was in prison. He came out. He wanted his life back. He wanted to get a job. He wanted to get an education. He wanted to get married and have children. And that program is a flipping nightmare. He has to check in every day, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. He couldn't get a job because he didn't have a car and he didn't have a, he had to live with his dad. Fortunately, his dad could take him in every day. He had to do a pee test every day. He shows up one day before 5 o'clock. There's no man there, so they were going to mark him dirty. That program is made to destine those people to fail, and I think it provides a bunch of jobs for a bunch of people, but it does nothing to help these kids out. Fortunately, this kid had a parent that could help him out and whatnot. He graduated with honors and he's in college now, but what they put him through was, pardon my language, a living hell.
Everybody, when you said pardon my language, everybody's reaching for the dump button right then. You know.
No, sorry. I mean, thank you for that call because we need to hear that side.
Well, we also hear, like Dale says, you know, we're spending this much money. What are we getting from it? And then now, well, we have this program. And then we have somebody that knows people going through it and says, this is living hell. You know, it makes it difficult for them to get through it. I can't figure out why we're spending so much money to get 16 or 17 people through. There's got to be a better way of doing this.
Well, and there's got to be a better way than forcing them to come in every day. He comes in one day before 5 o'clock and there's nobody there and the doors are locked and they automatically mark them, you know, and if they fail in any one instance, the writings that they had to do and the things that they had to do, most people aren't smart enough. I don't think I could have done what this kid did. But
I do
and
know.
If they miss anything, they have to start at the beginning again. So what you do is you make darn sure that these people cannot go through that. That there's got to be a better way than forcing them to come in every day and making their life miserable. And Tom and I have spoken about this, and I railed at Paletti about it, too. That program is a nightmare.
And Chris, I can't speak to those programs because that's not my office, that's through the probation office. But I do know that the probation office, boy, they give a lot of chances. Some people do test dirty and they don't violate them. They do have some other crimes committed and they're not violated, and that causes a frustration for law enforcement as well. So it might be, Carl, it might be beneficial. Maybe you have chief probation officer come talk about those things through their programs.
I think it's more than time now because it falls under a lot of things. And Chris, thank you so much for your comments here, because we're hearing from, you know, different people that have had, you know, that know people that have gone through these programs or are familiar with the statistics that are just hidden a lot of times. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You bet. Okay, here we're going to take
Tom.
We're going to take a break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Right there. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Speaking
we'll be right.
Haircuts.
Yeah, speaking of haircuts, me. I need it. I know, man. I am shaggy. I'll be right. We'll be right back.
Shaggy.
Once a year, carnival rides, fair food, view the exhibits, support our youth and their 4-H projects, bid at the junior livestock auction, and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and all the entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Today is Dollar Day for all, and Kids Day free for all kids 12 and under, along with a discount carnival wristband special. Tomorrow is Free Seniors Day for those 62 and older, with a tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger on the Members First Stage. Come join us at the Shasta District Fair.
Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 73 degrees. Our high temperature today will be 97 and our low 66. Carl's over here dancing. He's never going to get enough of that.
If we had streaming video in here, we could see Carl dancing.
We are going there. And
eventually we will.
Yes. We will. And you know what? You think that will slow me down? That will not slow me down. I will do. I'll be busting moves that people, you know, would wish they could do. John Travolta will sit there, his mouth agape. Going, I wish I could have done that when I was younger.
There may be a lot of gaping mouths if we see you doing that.
Our guest is Thomas Tango, our sheriff.
I can't believe it.
This morning. And, Sheriff, while we're at the break, we were talking about the, you know, a couple announcements here. You've done some new hires, one of which is a woman.
Yes. We just graduated three officers from the academy. Two were people that were working in our jail as correctional deputies, and we sent them to the academy at Butte, 23-week academy. And then we also do recruiting while they're attending the academy, and we recruited one officer from Yuba County area and hired her. Her name is Katie Bell, and she just started her field training along with the other two officers that will be filling positions out on patrol. And then we're sending two more deputies, correctional deputies, to the academy in July that's starting here in a few weeks, and then two more in January. So we're trying to push a lot through the academy with the funding that we have. We definitely need some more. It is tough recruiting the officers. We have a booth down at the Shasta District Fair for job recruiting down there for all of our positions. We just hired a cook in the jail, and he was working at a local restaurant here and came to work in the jail. We prepare probably about 1,600 meals a day in the jail. Wow. And, so it's a big commercial operation.
Does that include those lows, that little lows of
the disciplinary low? Sometimes it might. But they get three squares a day.
I thought you dropped that, you know.
Yeah. We can still use it. So,
still use it.
And all it is almost like a meatloaf meal.
A meatloaf meal.
Yeah. So we've actually served samples of it to make sure it's completely.
We had it in the military. We call it Mystery Meat Night.
Yeah.
So we got more people we're hiring.
Right. We do need more deputies on the street, just not with our current positions that we have, because we've lost a number of positions over the years. When I was on patrol in the late 1980s, we had more people on patrol then and in our investigations unit than we do now, and that's because of funding. We do have a larger budget since then, but there's increases in medical, wages, retirements that grows, but our growth of our budget has not, the income part of it, the revenue, has not kept pace with what we have for the expenses.
Well, then that leads us to the big question here.
How do we get more revenue for the county?
And I am not a tax kind of guy. And I think our taxes in most cases are spent for personal pleasure from our legislature and illegals and high speed trains and all this.
That's at the state level.
The state level. But I think at this level, it's time for the county, for the board of supervisors, to stand up and say we need a half cent sales tax.
Specifically
for the jail and public safety.
Not going anywhere else
for the jail. Public safety directed right at it. It's a 66 2/3, or it's a 66% a vote. But I think that it's time.
And then you have to watch on how you define public safety, because then the board redefines public safety that includes other aspects of it.
It's got to be so well defined, and then you have a group of people, three or four people, five people, it's got to be a 3-2, that say, okay, the money's being spent this way.
Right. And that's why Rocky Slaughter went to law school.
And that
because
specific,
he was part of D, and he was so frustrated with the way D was written.
And he's doing well in law school.
Good, congratulations. There's somebody who said,
but,
I'm getting to the...
That would require, as you know, Carl, that would require a 66 2/3 percent to pass, very difficult. Can it be done? Possibly, but that's a pretty high amount to meet. I've seen it fail in Siskiyou County, had one for the jail for public safety. Mm-hmm. It failed, but down in Anderson, it passed, and in Red Bluff, it has passed. At the
only 50%.
Anderson was a 50%.
But there have been other places that we had the 50% pass in other places in Southern California. And the whole thing is the way it's written. I think if you write it in such a way that the money will be used at the jail to be able to put more people in jail, to find that hotel.
Not to supplant the budget, but additional.
No, this will not take – that you will not go into the general fund where they can just move money around. No, it comes in specifically for that, where you can then go out and buy that motel and put people into, and then move people out, or use that money to send them down to Alameda. Excuse me.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I want to talk about that. First, let's go to Roberta. Roberta.
Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, everybody. Tom, congratulations on your election. And, basically we have an uneducated voter class here in this area, maybe in every area. But if people just knew, Tom, how hard you work. I do, because I see what you do, but a lot of people have no idea what you do. So I also congratulate Carl and Linda for providing this platform every month for you to come in and let people know what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Roberta.
Thank you so much for being our sheriff.
Thank you, Roberta, and thank you for your ongoing support over the years. I very much appreciate it. And to Carl and Linda, because they do get some of our civic leaders in here. I know the chief of police is City of Reading, Roger Moore. Chief Moore is on a regular basis. You've had Chief Johnson here.
DA's on a regular basis.
She'll
be on Thursday.
I don't know if you've ever had the public defender. We do have a new public defender here, Bill Bateman.
I need the new one, but we had the other public defender.
Jeff Gorder.
We've had well over 3,000 guests, and everybody that's had anything to do with the political scene or the others. But we need to get in the county health and human services. We need to get them in. We need to get in the new public defender, like you said. Okay, now something was mentioned, and it in your eyes lit up.
Now you were talking about Alameda, and Alameda, a few weeks ago, you mentioned that Alameda had bed space at $90 a day.
They said between
who's they?
Well, this was the sergeant I talked to down there. And he said it was between, he thought it was around 90. He said it was between 80 and 100.
Not factual.
Oh, okay.
We called, when I saw that, I just about, I was in my car and I had to like make sure my attention was still on the roadway because I was like, whoa, that's not correct. So we've called and I sent an email to the sheriff and they've been working with my captain. Their bed rate, it's kind of tiered with the amount of inmates that you send.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd be sending under 25 inmates to them, and that goes up to about $150 some odd a day.
Well, that's totally different from what that sergeant told me.
Completely different. Maybe that is, I don't even think that'd be their daily bed rate for their jail as a whole, and it depends on the level of inmate, too. So if it's a minimum security inmate, it's a little bit less, not much, and if it's a higher security inmate, it's more. And so we are looking at their contract, but it is still significantly more than what we're currently paying at the other jails.
He was mistaken.
He was. He probably had some inaccurate. Depends on how you ask the question.
Well, I said, how many do you have bed space there? He said, we've got over 2,000 openings.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how much does it cost there? And he said, it's between. He says, my best recollection of it. And this guy is in charge of their media, by the way.
Oh, he's their PIO.
Yeah. He says between 70 and 100, but I think it's around 90 or somewhere in there.
Yeah, way off.
So if that had been 90, though, or 100, that would have been worth
90,
it.
100, that's worth it. We're still looking into it and seeing.
Yeah. Because taking 25 people out.
Now, remember, those can only also be sentenced inmates.
We
can't send non-sentenced. That's the big bottleneck is unsentenced people at the jail awaiting trial.
But there are still openings there.
Yes. In fact, hats off to Sheriff Greg Ahern, that's Alameda County Sheriff. When we had the Butte County incident, mm-hmm. I made one phone call and said, Greg, we need beds. He goes, I got 2,000. Ship all of the Butte County inmates to
that's
me.
That's when the dam was looking
at a failure.
Yeah.
And that saved the day because we got buses and vans moving 600-plus inmates to Alameda County.
But the bottom line is, here we go back again, it's this money thing that if we can, it would give us room. Yes, it's going to cost us, but it would still give us room.
Also, as we finish up,
yep.
Public safety meeting next Wednesday, 5 o'clock at the Board of Supervisors. Thank you all very much for your support and votes over the past. It's an honor to serve our citizens.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Tom. All right. Hey, tomorrow, this Thursday, it'll be me, Ted Whitey. And this is going to be a hunting show, a hunting and conservation and Second Amendment show. We've got Perry Cremains coming in and the district attorney from 7 to 8.